Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Saeed, treating medical report patient. First name is Farida, F-A-R-E-E-D-A. Last name is Smail, I-S-M-A-I-L. Date of birth is 06-05-1954. Period examination date is 06-23-2022. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of high blood sugar reading, comma. Follow-up for peripheral vascular disease and sacral wound, period next line. Subject to colon, patient came today with her husband on a wheelchair, and she stated that her fasting blood glucose ranges from 160 to 190. And husband stated that patient is non-compliant. And by herself, she reduced the dose of levomyrin insulin. Patient is instructed to check the blood sugar at mealtime and keep a logbook. Period next line. Patient came today as a follow-up for peripheral vascular disease. And patient had a portable Doppler test at home. It showed her ABA in the left leg was less than one, and on the right leg was more than one. But patient does not have any pain in the legs. However, she has burning sensation. And patient did not have any change in the patient doesn't have any discoloration of the toes or poor healing. Period. Next line. Patient also came today as a follow-up for decubitus large arsenal of the sacrum, and she's been seen by a wound specialist on a weekly basis. Also, patient has home visiting nurse. Period. Husband stated that patient most of the time either sit on the bed or lay down, and her activity is limited to only wheelchair use. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma. Ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum protection, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma. Chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma. Nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, leg swelling, calf swelling, comma, tremors. Period. Next line. Patient was recently seen by urologist and had Foley catheter replacement. And she has a follow-up appointment. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for diabetes mellitus, and she is on diltiazem XR 180 milligram once a day. Comma, metoprolol 50 milligram. One tablet in the morning and half tablet in the evening. Period. Next time, patient has a history of diabetes mellitus and she is on levomyrin insulin 34 units per day and Tradjenta 5 milligram once a day. Period. Patient stated that she has abdominal feeling with Humalog insulin, and she's not using it, period. Next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine 50 microgram once a day, period. Next line, all other medications also reviewed and reconciled, period. Next line, social history, patient lives with her husband and her son helps her move around in the home, otherwise she's sedentary. Here, next line, objective colon. Neck is supple with ornithyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal first and second response with ornithyroid murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is obese with ornithyroid tenderness and pulsions are active. Here, next line. Extremities has a chronic right foot drop and the left leg has no bilirubin. no captainness in the either leg, and peripheral pulses are bilaterally equal. There is no ischemic changes on the toes. Period. Next line. Sacral wound examination reveals large wound, stage 4, with good granulation tissues. There is no pus formation. Period. Patient has a indwelling Foley catheter. Period. Next patient is Alima, A-L-E-E-M-A, last name Rashid, R-A-S-H-E-E-D. Date of birth is 08-06-1959. Period examination date is 06-23-2022. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of right knee pain. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that right knee pain is more on minimal exertion and the pain level is 4 or 5, and she had excess of the right knee. It was reviewed with the patient and discussed in detail, and it shows arthritic changes. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, skin rashes, or falling down episodes. Period. Next line, objective colon, heart examination as normal, first and second or so, without any cardiac murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness. Period. Next line, extremities are no cap tenderness or edema tremors. Period. Next line, right knee examination reveals minimal tenderness of the knee joint, and there is no joint effusion. Period. Rate varying is more painful. However, patient ambulates without any assistance. Period. Next patient is Pietro, P-I-E-T-R-O, last name Russo, R-U-S-S-O. Date of birth is 06-29-1947. Period examination date is 03-23-2022. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of muscle stiffness of the neck, comma, minor tremors of the hands, and prominent veins with mild puffiness of the feet. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her correction. Patient came today with his wife, and she stated that patient has noticed with stiffness of the muscle of the neck for the past few days. It is painful, and the pain level is 4 or 5, and there is no radiation of the pain to the hands. And wife stated that patient is working in the garden for the last few weeks. Period. Patient had a similar episode last year. Period. Next line, patient has noticed fine tremors. It does not compromise his activities or daily living. However, wife is concerned, and patient does not have any history of Parkinson's disease in the family. Period. Next line. Patient also noticed mild puffiness of both feet, and he has varicose veins. Patient does stand and work in the garden. He does not have any pain in the calf or swelling. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied severe headache, comma, delusion, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling, correction calf swelling or tremors, correction calf swelling or wounds, comma, severe back pain or skin rashes. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypercholesterolemia and is on atorvastatin 40 milligram once a day along with the low-fat diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension and he's on metoprolol 25 milligram once a day along with low-salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient also is on Entresto 24 over 26 milligram one tablet twice a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of prostatic hypertrophy and he's on Tamsulosin 0.4 milligram once a day. Your next line, patient has a history of chronic atrial fibrillation, is on Coumadin 4 milligram a day. Here, next line, objective colon, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Here, next line, extremities has no cap tenderness or edema. There is no significant tremors noted. Period. Patient does not have any rigidity of the upper extremities or lower extremities. Period. Next line. There is no cavitary anisotropy or pleural edema, period. Next line, neurological examination is intact. Period, next line. Examination of legs reveals a few varicose veins, especially on the left side, and there is a trace of pleural edema. There are no open wounds, and peripheral pulses are bilaterally equal. Period, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals mild tenderness of correction, mild stiffness of the cervical muscles, especially on movement, especially on rotations and flexion. Period. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. End of dictation.